इत्थं सरत्सच्छजलान्
पद्माकरसुगन्धिनां
न्यविषद्वायुना
वातान्
सगो गोपालकोऽच्युतः कुसुमितवनराजिसुस्निधिर् द्विजकुलभ्रष्टसरसरीन्महिद्राम् मधुपतिरवगाह्य चारयङ्गः सह पशुपालबलश्चुकूजदेणम् तद्व्रज स्त्रियाश्रित्या वेणुगीतं स्मरोदयाम् काश्चित् परोक्षं कृष्णस्य स्वसखीभ्योन्मवर्णयान् तद्वर्णयितुमारब्धः स्मरन्त्यः कृष्णचेष्टितान् नाशकं स्मरवेगेन विक्षिप्तमनसोन्द्रिपा वरहातीरं नटवरदतुः कर्णयो कर्णकारम् विव्रजवाशः कनककपिशं वैजयन्तीं च मालाम् रन्ध्रान् वेणुरधुरसुधया पूरयन् गोपवृन्दै वृन्दारण्यं स्वपदरमणं प्राविशद् गीतकीर्तिः सर्वं वर्णयित्वा वर्षः तत्र श्रीभगवत्क्रीडाविशेषम् इत्थम् इत्यादिना यावत् समाप्तम्.
As of now, Sukadev Goswami gave the description of the rainy season and then followed by the leelas of the rainy season. Similarly, he has now described the Sharad season, autumn season. And after having described the Sharad season, here Sukadev Goswami is now going to describe the leelas of the season. Shri Shukho Vacha, Ittham Sharad Swachha Jalam Padmakara Sugandhina Nyavishad Vayuna Vatam Sago Gopalako Achyutaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters and cooled by breezes perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. The infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boyfriends, entered that Vrindavana forest. So here in this way Krishna has entered the forest of Vrindavan. Which forest? Firstly, the water and air of the forest is being described. How was the water? Swachha Jalam. Su-accha Jalam. Which means the water was very mind-enchanting, mind-capturing. Now, when is water mind-capturing? When it is clear without any impurities. Such a water is sweet to taste and attractive to the eyes. It has got all the good qualities of water. So this was the water in Vrindavan when he entered. Swachha Jalam. Idham Sharat Swachha Jalam. Thus the Vrindavan forest was filled with transparent autumnal waters. Now the next is the description of the air. How was the air? Padmakara Sugandhina. Cooled by breezes, perfumed with the fragrance of lotus flowers growing in the clear lakes. So Padmakara Sugandhina, all the lakes in Vrindavan are always filled with lotuses. Therefore, the wind which blows carries the beautiful fragrances of these lotuses. So you can imagine that the entire Vrindavan is filled with the fragrance of the lotuses. So this is how the air is. Next, the breeze is being described. How was the breeze? The breeze was very cooling and very soft flowing. Nyavishad Vayuna Vatam. So air has three qualities. It is fragrant, it is cooling, and it is soft, the air of Vrindavan. Fragrant, cooling, and soft. In such a Vrindavan, our Krishna entered along with his cows and cowherd boys. Sa go Gopalako Achyutaha. Gopalako. Gopalako means also means that his associates also have very komal, mrudu, soft bodies. Now why is he Krishna called here Achyuta? Because Krishna, Achyuta means infallible. Now Krishna, by his beauty, by his ras, with his love towards the cows, his love towards the gopas, he will never become fallible. Hence he is called Achyuta. So such a Lord, the infallible Lord, accompanied by his cows and cowherd boyfriends, entered that Vrindavana forest. Now, after entering, what did he do? The lakes, rivers, and hills of Vrindavana resounded with the sounds of maddened bees and flocks of birds moving about the flowering trees. In the company of the cowherd boys and Balarama, Madhupati, Shri Krishna entered that forest, and while herding the cows, he began to play his flute. He began to vibrate his flute. Krishna began to play on his flute. Kusumita Vanaraji. All the trees were full of flowers. And the bumblebees are sitting on these flowering trees. The lakes are resounding. And the birds in the lakes are also resounding. The bumblebees are resounding. Thus, the whole of Vrindavan, the rivers, lakes, Govardhan are all resounding with these sounds. In such a Vrindavan, Krishna enters playing the flute. Now, why is Krishna playing the flute? Shripad Sanatan Goswamipad says that he wants to tell everyone in the forest, I have come, I am here. Also, another reason is that every living entity in Vrindavan desires that Krishna plays the flute. So in order to please them, to fulfill their desires, he plays the flute. Among the cows, the main cow will have a bell tied on the neck so that the bell would ring and the gopas can identify where the cows are located. They don't have to wander all around the forest searching for the cows. The bell tied on the neck tells them their whereabouts. Krishna is not all the time with the cows. Or in other words, he is with the cows. But he is also there with each and every living being. However, every living being in Vraj constantly feels that Krishna is with me. Sometimes the gopis come to the forest with the excuse of pushpachayan, picking flowers. He would sometimes be with them in his expansion form. Or he would hide out from the gopas and be with them. They would make garlands for him. They would massage his feet. They would feed him bhog that they would have cooked for him. In this way, they would render various services to him for his pleasure. And the birds, here in the shloka is saying, the birds would sing very sweetly. And Krishna would think, let me also sing. Krishna cannot forget the living beings of Vrindavan. And to give them pleasure, he makes the excuse of Gocharan and thus enters Vrindavan. There is a nice pad on this by Surdas ji. I will sing it here. You people listen.
Jab hari murli adhar dhari, jab hari murli adhar dhari. Adhar ka sarvot, niche ka jo hota hai usko
adhar. Adhar means lips. The lower part of the lips is called adhar. When Krishna kept the flute on his lips, what happened?
Vrindavan Harat Jai Arj Path. चल तन संक करी जब हरि उरली अधर धरी। जब श्री कृष्ण
When Krishna just simply kept the flute on his lips, hardly he blew the flute. The gopis immediately left their home duties and on they were running out to him. And they gave up all their duties, Aryapat. Duties of their husbands, and they went running towards him. And on the path, when they were running towards Krishna, they were being troubled by the pebbles, thorns, stones on the road. The thorns were cutting through their clothes, but they never even once turned back. They were not bothered, or they were not aware that their clothes were getting torn by the thorns. And Lord Shiva's Suta son, his vehicle, that is, Lord Shiva's son is Kartik and his vehicle is Peacock, they all came. And the minds and intelligence were all stolen. Shiva Suta Vahana Aihilehai Manachitta Buddhi Hari. This means that when the gopis were running towards Krishna, even the peacocks were all running. And Krishna had stolen everyone's mind and intelligence. So they meet the vehicle of Lord Shiva's son's vehicle. And all, not only the peacocks, now all the other birds, parrots, quail, everyone, they all ran away, being so stunned. They were stunned that, you know, these birds, parrots, quails, they were all singing so sweetly. And they were stunned that even among humans, there is someone who can sing so beautifully. So they would all be so stunned and they would run away. Krishna was playing the flute, seeing that face of his and hearing those notes. Everyone got stunned. And when Krishna plays his flute, seeing that beauty and hearing those notes, the moonbeams got slackened. And till today, the moonbeams keep getting slackened. They were upset that there's someone who's a million times more beautiful than me. And by seeing his lightning like Pitambar, even the lightning would show up only for a moment and would run away, being afraid. Till today, lightning comes only for a second and would just disappear. And the gopis had their wish that we would meet Krishna at the banks of Yamuna. And they would meet at the banks of Yamuna. Hansa Sutatat is Yamunaji's shores. And Sursham would meet them and there would be a flow of praying.
अथर धरी जब हरी मुरली अथर धरी गृह व्यवहार तजे आरज पथ गृह व्यवहार चल तन शंख करी जब हरी मुदली अधर धरी जब तन पलट खरी शिव सुत बाहन आई
शिव सुत बाहन आई
मन चित बोधि हरी
जब हरी मुरली आधर
धरी दूरी गय खीर कपोत मधुत
दूरी गय खीर कपोत मधुत
दूरी गय खीर कपोत मधु पति का दूरी गए कपोत मधु पति सारंग सुधि विसरी सारंग सुधि विसरी उडुपति द्रुम बिंब खिसाने
जब हरी मुरली आधर धरी
मिली है श्यामी हंस सुता तट
मिली है श्यामी हंस सुता तट
आनंद श्याम को मिली परस परस
श्याम को परस
प्रेम प्रवाह धरी
प्रेम प्रवाह धरी
जब हरी मुरली अधर धरी
जब हरी मुरली आधर धरी
तब ब्रज स्त्री आश्रित श्री कृष्ण बांसुरी बजाने लगे। इसके पीछे क्या भाव है कृष्ण का इस पर सिपा देते
When the young ladies in the cowherd village of Braja heard the song of Krishna's flute, which arouses the influence of Cupid, some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends. Now, when Krishna played the flute, what was the bhav of the gopis that is being described here? Now Sanatan Goswami is going to explain us the bhav of the gopis. Now we can see that it has been repeated again and again that he is playing the flute. So from this, we can understand that this is his Nitya Leela. Every day this Leela would happen. And every day something special would happen in this Leela. Krishna would enter the forest like this, and the gopis would describe his flute. And this too would happen every day. Every day they would describe the flute. This we should understand. In the previous shloka it is said, Madhupati. Madhupati meaning Yadavapati, one who is a Kshatriya. Indicating that he is a Kshatriya, it is not right for him to graze cows. However, being Bhaktavatsala, that Madhupati is here grazing the cows. Madhu also means sweet ras. So Madhupati means he is the lord of this sweet ras. Madhu also means Vasant or spring season. So Madhupati means he is the lord of the spring. Meaning all the qualities of the spring are there in him. So he is the lord of the spring, which means that all the qualities of the spring are there in him too. So, if by coming of Vasant, the forests of Vrindavan blooms, then why will it not bloom by the coming of the Lord of the Vasant, Madhupati? Also, Madhu means Krishna himself is full of bliss. He is full in bliss, and by his Leelas, he is enchanting all the others also. And Krishna at this time is Madhumatta, meaning he is fully enchanted in his own bliss. So getting back to the shloka above. Hearing the song of the flute, let's get back to the shloka. Tatprachastriya ashrutya venugitam smarodayam kaschit paroksham krishnasya swasakhibhyo anvavarnayan. Hearing the song of the flute, some of the gopis started describing about it to their friends. So how was the song? The song was smarodayam. It gives rise to that special remembrance related to Cupid. Smar means Cupid, god of love. Sripad Sanatan Goswami also says that seeing the beautiful waters, the air, the cooling breeze, the birds and their sweet sounds, the mountains and the valleys and the flow of the water, seeing all this exit of the forest, Cupid arose in Krishna's heart too. In a very special way, he remembered the gopis. Hearing the song of the koel, seeing the lotuses blooming, these things make Krishna remember the gopis. In fact, Krishna every day remembers the gopis. However, seeing the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan, this remembrance increased in him. And in relation to the gopis, it is said that hearing the flute, Cupid or Smara aroused in the gopis' hearts for Krishna. What kind of Smara? How he sings on the flute, how he places his hands, how he keeps his feet, how he moves, how he sings, how he talks, how he looks, how he moves his eyebrows, etc. This was the Smara that aroused in the gopis' hearts. So in their hearts arose the lalsa, the greed, to serve him, to meet him. This is called Smarodayam. So some of the gopis were talking about the song. They were describing the flute song. Krishna was on this day out of his remembrance of the gopis. That day he was playing the flute in a very special way. Due to his remembrance of the gopis in a very special way, he was playing the flute in a very special way. In that song, he was remembering the gopis like Radharani and all the others. One fact we have to be conscious about, that by the will of Krishna, that song of the flute was reaching the ears of only those gopis alone, the sakhis. So here Vrajastriya, meaning those respected ladies like Yashoda Maiya, could not hear what these young gopis were hearing. The elderly ladies like Yashoda Maiya were hearing it in another way. They would be hearing in such a way that by hearing that song, it aroused the Vatsalya Bhav in them. In Vrindavan, wherever Krishna plays a flute, especially near Govardhan, and near the banks of Yamuna, Krishna is always making the happy atmosphere appear to everyone in Vraj. Because Yashoda Maiya, Radharani, they all would be in anxiety, thinking how Krishna would be, where will he be, what is he doing, hope there is no trouble upon him, etc. So when they would hear this flute, they would feel, oh, he is in bliss. Oh, he is dancing. In this way, to give them pleasure, Krishna would play the flute. Venugeet means that song of the flute in which Krishna is describing the gopis. That song which is sung by Krishna through the flute. And this song describes about the gopis and about Vrindavan. Venugeet also means the song sung by the flute. It also means song sung through the flute by Krishna. It also means song sung by the flute. And hearing this Venugeet, the gopis describe about that song. That is also called Venugeet. And Sukadeva Goswami describes about the gopis who are hearing the flute. That is also Venugeet. And today we are here talking about it. That is also Venugeet. Everything is Venugeet. But Sukadeva Goswami is here not describing what that song was meaning. He is not explaining the meaning of the song. He is only describing the gopis talking about the song. So, Swa Sakhi, they were Swa Sakhi Bhyo Anva Varnayan. Swa Sakhi means their own Prana Sakhis. Every gopi was talking to the gopis of their own groups to give pleasure to their group gopis. Radharani is happy only when her sakhis are happy. So to give pleasure to her sakhis, she would describe about the Venugeet to them. And the other way round too, the sakhis would describe about the Venugeet to Radharani to give her pleasure. In this way, they would talk about the Venugeet, the song of the flute, to one another, but among their own intimate friends. So some of them privately began describing Krishna's qualities to their intimate friends. Translation: the cowherd girls began to speak about Krishna, but when they remembered his activities, O king, the power of Cupid disturbed their minds, and thus they could not speak. So why they could not speak? Because his leela, his madhurya, his roop, form, all these arose in their hearts to such an extent that they could not speak. His remembrance arose in their hearts to such an extent that they could not speak. They were so enthusiastic to describe, but the memory of his activities did not allow them to speak. The moment a person wants to speak about Krishna, but his words get stuck and he is unable to speak, he is in the state called Gadgada Rudhaya Gira. And then that is Purna Katha. What the katha he was going to speak becomes Purna. Purna Katha, complete narration, when he is in such a state. And the gopis were in such a state here. So today Krishna has played the flute in such a wonderful way, it's given such a wonder that Lord Shiva's meditation was interrupted and he started listening and everyone started listening. And there in Satyalok, Brahma and the four Kumaras, they forgot to study the Vedas. Brahmachari means the four Kumaras, Sanat Sanatana Sanandana Sanat Kumara.
Rang samurari basuri.
sitting in the assembly of the apsaras who were dancing, but hearing the flute, he and all the other devatas forgot everything and they got stunned hearing the flute. And Ramba, who was also dancing, who was apsara who was dancing, also became stunned. So this pad is showing what happened to each one upon hearing the flute. Right from Lord Shiva to Brahma to the Kumaras, Devatas, and here Jamuna stopped flowing. She could not flow any longer hearing the song of the flute. Rather she started flowing in the opposite direction and going upwards. So this was the effect of the flute on various people. Now some gopis are saying to their sakis.
Mai karta sakhi.
Mai means sakhi.
Mai mohana ki murali me mohini gashat.
Are Sakhi, this Mohini resides in the flute of Mohan. Hey Sakhi, from the time we have heard the flute, we are unable to remain at home, and our life air is also leaving our body. Both our home and our body will abandon us. Sali means one who gives trouble, distress. What to do? This flute has made us such a useless creatures. We have become useless, no use. And our mother, our father, our husband, and all relatives are all troubling us, saying that we have become useless. On one side, the fire, Madan Agni, the fire of meeting Krishna, fire of Madan, and on the other side, Viraha Jwal, fire of separation. We are like, we are in such a situation like the fish that those who are trembling on the water shores. Kati means sword. Prem Kati means sword of Prem is cutting our hearts. And the flower garlands seem to us like as though it is, they are like snakes.
Sura Shyam Milan Ko Ati जकी बाल सुर श्याम निरन को सुर श्याम मिलन को आतुरा ब्रज की बाल सुर श्याम निरन को आतुरा ब्रज की बाल एक पल जुग जुग जो खसत है एक पल जुग जुग जो खसत
ब्रज की बाल, the gopis of Braj are so much desperate to meet Sur Shyam that one second, every second is passing like yuga yuga. One gopi is totally blaming the flute, accusing the flute, and the other sakhi is explaining to her, why are you blaming the flute? Why are you fighting with the flute? You want to fight with Krishna? What did the Bansuri do? Poor thing. And Radharani said, she was blaming the flute that this is my trouble, my distress. From the time Krishna got the flute, he has forgotten me. Another bhav is that Lalita is saying, what will you get fighting with the flute? Krishna is on the flute side. He has forgotten you. Now forget this fight. Means his prem and niyam are all only with the flute only, not with you anymore. With this flute, this Giridhari keeps keeping it on his lips. So why are you fighting with it? You should fight if you will win with the flute. You're never going to win. Arey, the flute is such that it will be alive only as long as it drinks Krishna's lips, without which it will dry. But that is how the flute is with Krishna. That's how the prema flute is with Krishna. But you are alive even without it. Therefore, every moment, every second, it cannot be forgotten. Sure.
दास प्रभुआ को रस बस भय रहे सुर दास
प्रभुआ को रस बस भय रहे
तातेवा की सरबरी कहो कौन धाम करे
तातेवा की सरबरी
Sarvari means compared. Now who is there that can be compared to the flute? No. Oh, Bavari means oh pugly or oh crazy girl. The flute is far beyond everyone. No use fighting with it. Now don't keep any hopes that Krishna will love you. Another pad.
चन कहत जन टोला मुरली
चन कहत जन
Tona, Tona is a drink which takes away one's consciousness and makes one mad. So the words of the flute are like Tona. It takes away one's consciousness and makes one crazy.
बस कर लीने जल थल
जीवा
जल थल जीवा बस कर लीने
जल थल जीवा
हरिजय श्याम सलोना
हरिजय श्याम सलोना
मुरली वचन कहत जन पाना मुरली
वचन कहत जन पाना
मुरली वचन कहत जन पाना
मुरली वचन कहत जन पाना
मैं कय धरते करतन न्यारी
मैं कय धरते करतन
Shri Krishna never keeps this flute away from his lips. This flute has become so much dear to Krishna that all the other ladies have become ashamed of their position. This flute has become such a dheet. She does not count upon, she doesn't think of anyone, she thinks everyone is just, has no value. In all the forests, she remains always in union with Krishna.
ताकि प्रभुता जात कही नहीं
ताकि प्रभुता जात कही नहीं
Now what to talk of this the greatness of the flute. The flute's greatness is such that which has never been there in the past and will never be there in future. So great. Now seeing the position of the flute, Radharani, she is telling the Sakhis, somehow they have to steal the flute.
Sakhi re murali li ja chor sakhi murali li ja chor sakhi re murali li ja chor sakhi
Why? What is the reason? Why should we steal the flute? The Sakhis are asking. That one, the flute, who has conquered Gopal onto her side and has snatched away everyone else's flame. Till the time Krishna never played the bansuri, he was always there for us.
Now
Sakhis are planning and they are wondering where the flute is kept, when to steal. So Radharani says that even for a second he does not keep it away from him. Sometimes it's in his hands, sometimes on his lips, sometimes on his waist, and sometimes it is knotted to a cloth around him. He never keeps even for a second away from him. The only time we can steal is when he's tired after grazing the cows and he's resting thereafter. That is the only time we can steal.
राखे अंग अंग भोरे राखे अंग अंग सूरदास प्रभु को मन सजनी 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 बंधे राग की डोर सकीरी बंधे राग की डोर सकीरी मुरली चोर
No idea, wonder what Mohini this flute has been filled up with, which has captured Krishna and steals away our mind, makes us restless, and this flute has made Krishna himself mad. So chalo, let's steal this flute. So they stole the flute when Krishna was resting under the Kadamba tree. Radharani and the Sakhis came and stole the flute. Now Krishna knew everything. He was purposely closing his eyes and they took away the flute. Then he started looking around for the flute. He started asking his Sakhas, "Where is the flute? Where is the flute? Did you see where is the flute? Why I've lost my flute?" They said, "We don't know. We have no idea. We never saw. We don't know. Maybe you kept it here, maybe you kept it there." They look around. And then one of the Sakhas said that Radharani and Gopis were here. So then he understands. So he approaches Radharani to ask for his flute. He understood, yes, they are the ones who have taken the flute. So now he approaches to Radharani to ask for the flute, and that's a beautiful song.
Radhe श्री वृषभान दुलारी प्यारी बंसी की जय राधे श्री वृषभान दुलारी
प्यारी बंसी की जय मोर
राधे श्री वृषभान दुलारी Rari Bansi Di Jaya
Now Krishna is saying, in the earlier line Krishna was saying, "Oh Radhe, daughter of Sri Vishabhanu, please give me my flute." Now he's explaining.
पूरे
How can I do gochar and how can I graze my cows without the flute? I cannot have peace without this flute. How will I graze my cows without the flute? I have picked up the Govardhan on the strength of this flute only. By I played the flute while picking up the hill, while carrying the hill, that I did not realize that the hill was on my hand. Even Lord Shiva, Brahma, Sanakadik, etc. cannot be compared to this flute. Now Radharani says, which flute? I have never seen this flute. Which flute? I don't know. Kaisi bansi?
Bansi shyam tulari. Kaisi bansi shyam tulari.
Which flute yours, Shyam? We have not seen. We have never seen this flute. Wherein actually Radharani has taken it. You are a chaliya, cheat. And we, so you steal and then you put blame on others. We are straightforward, bari-bari girls. Straightforward girls. And you're putting the false blame on us. You're putting a false blame on us. It has got lost somewhere in the forest. Go see. Now, when Radharani says that you are a chaliya, a cheat, and we are straightforward girls, now Krishna replies.
Chaturasudhara Braj Nari, Tumasudhara Chaturasudhara.
खूब चतुर हो तुम लोग, मैं जानता हूँ।
You ladies are very purely cunning, I know it. You have taken my flute. In the middle of the night, you people come hiding from Vraj. You are purely cunning, ladies. I know you have taken my flute.
Radhe Shri Vrishabhanu Dulari Pyari Vansi Dije Mo.
You cow dung making, cake making ladies, talking so much, acting so smart. My father has got 9 lakh cows and there are lakhs of dasis like you who make cow dung cakes. Don't talk so much. And these ladies from my mother, from my house, from my mother, they ask, you people ask for buttermilk and take them to your home. Talking so much. And you're showing me eyes, your eyes. The day.
आँख
दिखावे पीरी कारी,
जिस दिन अकेले बन
The day I get you alone in the forest, I will show you. Now Radharani says, you are showing us your lordship, huh? Trying to become a lord, huh? Nand Baba selected you to graze cows, and here you are acting like a lord, huh?
No, like that. हमें दिखावत हो ठकुराई, हमें दिखावत हो ठकुराई, नंद बाबा ने गाय चराई,
नंद बाबा ने गाय चराई।
नंद बाबा ने गाय चराई, घर ही में बढ़ रहे कनाई,
you are big only in your house. Outside what you are, we know. You may be big in your own house. We know what you are outside. You are saying that we dasis beg for buttermilk at your home. And how about you? You dance for the sake of buttermilk or not? For a little bit buttermilk, you were dancing that day for some little buttermilk, and today you're teaching us. Now in the end, Krishna says, all this is my leela. I'm here for the sake of my devotees. I do all these leelas for my devotees. What you coward gopis know about all this?
तू कह जाने जाति गवारी, बंसी तीन लोक पे न्यारी, बंसी तीन लोक पे न्यारी.
This flute is the one which has helped me to capture the entire three world.
Bye-bye.